We see what we're potentially gonna be. Potential ain't. All right. Potential get us all fired.
Arizona Bird Gang podcast, which you can find at arizonabirdgang.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. I am Joe. With me today in my loft, in my mansion, one Tyler Nickel. Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Joseph.
We have a pretty new setup here. We've had a long, what's the best word?
Hiatus.
Hiatus. It has been about 4 months. We last met for the podcast in February. We said we'd be back next week. It's pretty much what happened. Said, all right, guys, we'll see you next week. Really going to keep this show on the road, on a roll.
I just want to let everybody know.
All off season.
That's entirely Joe's fault and nobody else's.
Well, I've decided I'm pretty much like an NFL player.
You're pretty much like Mario.
I'm pretty much like an NFL player. I like my off seasons to myself. That's pretty much what has happened. But no, it's been an eventful offseason. I don't think we need to get too much into it because I think everybody who's listening to this knows what the offseason's entailed. But we've had it wasn't as busy as last year. We've a quick breakdown. We lost our middle linebackers. We got a left tackle. We got some rookies who, for the most part, seem pretty good.
And we got two fast wide receivers.
We got a couple fast wide receivers.
That's pretty much good.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, you all know. You all know what's going on in the world. Took a long time for training camp, it seemed like, this year. Are you listening to me yet or no? We're done.
No, yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
It seems like training camp took a little longer to get to this year for me. I don't know if you felt that way.
I did. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it was that made it that way. But football just needs to hurry up and get back here, and it's going to Saturday night.
Well, the one thing I've noticed about, I think this is us as a maybe a nation. We are like this. We always want more. We always want more. It's kind of like that thing of, my life is miserable, but if I only had this, and it's something
right.
Small. Like I think all year long we've kind of been all off season. We've been going, well, I think I'd be happy if we could just get back, if we could just have training camp. Once training camp gets here, then I'll be happy. And that was true for about 2 days.
Yeah.
And now it's like, man, if we could just get to some preseason games. Ugh, if I could just watch some Cardinals preseason, then I know I'll be happy. Football will be back. I'll be excited. And that's going to stand true till about the fourth quarter of this first preseason game.
And then we're going to want regular season. And then we're going to want playoffs. And then Super Bowl, and then Tecmo Bowl.
So on and so forth. And, yeah, that's where we're at right now. So me and you, we attended our very... Well, this was my fourth training camp. This is your first, was today, right?
Of this season, yes.
Of this season. Yes, of this season. Tyler made sure I was well aware that other seasons he was able to stand along the sidelines.
Correct.
But not so much anymore. You're not in the inner circle. Not in the in crowd.
No, you know, and that's more by personal choice than anything else, but that's all right.
You hear that? By personal choice. Tyler's not dating Kate Upton.
By personal choice.
By personal choice.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's the same thing. Right.
So what do you...
She's getting a little chubby, I mean.
I don't want to talk about that, I feel bad.
Jesus. Oh, but that is so hypocritical, because, anyway.
But where are we at? We have a lot we could talk about. We're not going to talk about Darryl Washington. We're not going to talk about Dansby wanting more money. We're not going to talk about all this off-season hullabaloo. What do you want to talk about today,
Tyler? Let's just jump right into this bad boy. That's what I say.
What do you want to jump into?
Well, I think we should jump into impressions made either by what we have seen at training camp or by what we've been reading or by what we've been hearing.
All right.
I mean, I follow a lot of Cards fans and Cards writers, obviously, and enthusiasts on Twitter. And I mean, I try to keep up with what's going on a daily basis, even if I'm not able to be there. So, I mean, we should give some people a shout out, as a matter of fact.
Who do you like to give a shout out to?
You know, I got a couple guys that I like to follow on Twitter. First of all, Senor Jess Root.
Senor Jess.
Yep, he's a great guy for.
So he does
a little play-by-play analysis.
Where you wanted to go on this particular podcast is you want to start by shouting out your friends.
Let's do it right in
giving
the beginning.
Giving them a
a
follow on Twitter. Well, so, let's first of all, who are you on Twitter?
I'm Tyler Nickel ASU. Nickel spelled like the coin, of course.
Like the coin.
No other way.
I am at Zoopaloop, Zoopaloop. Follow the podcast at Bird Gang Podcast.
Okay, now that we got that crap out.
Now that we got that out of the way.
All right, so yeah, Senor Jess Root, he's there a lot. He's media special guy. So he gets to, he tweets
Jess
out
Root of RevengeOfTheBirds.com.
Right.
Senior writer.
Right. And he tweets out quotes and whatnot from coaches and players and what all that business.
Okay.
If you want, like, breakdown of what's going on during the practices, NFL Church, my boy Sean Church.
Is he at a lot of them?
Yeah, he is.
He is, okay.
He is. And Blake Murphy 7.
Blake Murphy 7.
Those are two good ones to go to.
All right. If you're
looking for somebody outside of the general media.
If you're looking for somebody who's probably going to talk poorly about the Cardinals, how would you go there?
No idea.
How dare you? If you're going to talk, how about this? Let me change. I'm going to apologize to this person. I shouldn't have said that. Not in that way, at least. If you wanted to follow somebody who maybe wasn't going to always put a positive spin on things, would it be? All right, I'll break it. I'll breaking news. Follow Seth Cox
at
Cox FB.
Yeah, he's a downer.
If you're ever looking for a
guy. It's actually S.
Yeah, that's what I said. S Cox FB.
Oh, I thought you said Seth.
S Cox FB. If you're looking for a guy who's not going to put a positive spin on things more times than not, that's your guy.
You know what, though? I enjoy Seth's analysis as much as anybody else's, to be honest.
Seth's one of my...
I'm writing with Seth now, as a matter of fact. So
you're writing with him?
Well, on his site.
Oh, okay.
Sports headquarters, tshq.co.
I try to give him some advice and find himself a .com, but he won't listen to me.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's his business, not mine.
It's a good website, yes. I didn't know you were writing for there. So breaking news.
I've written a few things on there, yeah.
Tyler's writing for that now. Let's get back into Cards.
Kind of a writing whore.
All right, let's get back into Cards. We're straying, I think.
Yeah,
which has kind of been my issue. All right, you went to your first camp today. What did you think? What was your initial impression for the way the team looked?
You know, my impressions were that everybody that I watched looked exactly how they've been advertised, and that is, like, for example, let's start with quarterback. Logan Thomas, future Hall of Famer.
Future Hall of Famer Logan Thomas, okay.
Future Hall of Famer. He's raw as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
He has no touch. He looked like a lesser form of Derek Anderson, if that's possible.
Don't say lesser?
Lesser. Like, more tools to work with, more potential, but for where he is right now,
he's
compared to what Derek Anderson...
He's a bigger lump of raw clay.
Okay, sure. And he's able to be molded into something great, possibly, or just a bigger pile of crap. But he's got absolutely no touch. I mean, he just shoots rockets out there. He's big, he's fast, but man, it's going to be a couple of years. If we have to see him on the field before that, it's going to be ugly.
I've been to about 4 practices now. His by far, from what I saw, his worst looking day was yesterday,
which was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
The 5th of August.
Tuesday, the 5th of August.
2014.
Yes, that was probably he had a lot of issues yesterday. Today he had his moments. But you're right. I mean, for the most part, he's raw. He's going to be very inconsistent. But I also have seen practices where you look at him and you think, today he had a good day today. But that's kind of what his issue has been. Today
and
will
if
be
today some... was a good day. And like
no.
Stated...
Today wasn't a good day.
Okay.
Today was to me slightly better than he was yesterday. Yesterday to me looked. Tuesday was a rough day.
But and I mean, he's going to be the third quarterback on this roster, and we've seen the Cardinals have to go. Three quarterbacks deep.
Yeah,
four
it's happened.
Quarterbacks deep. They had to go four.
It's happened, but I don't think that it's going to, obviously,
you
anything
hope it
can
doesn't
happen.
Have
anything
to.
Can happen at any time.
Right.
But I think for the most part, we're going to be looking like we looked last year.
Yeah,
Carson did well against, up with a pretty poor line. I mean, as far as pass protection goes, my website, Pro Football Focus, I'm pretty sure had them rated the worst in pass protection.
Yeah,
I'm watching now. To me, one of the most fun things I'd like to point out that's just pure joy to watch in training camp
mm-hmm.
is watching Jared Valdir up against Calais Campbell.
That is pretty
I'm
awesome,
really right? been enjoying watching that.
That's pretty awesome.
It's a lot of fun to watch.
I mean, you're just used to seeing Calais use all the left tackles as a turnstile.
Yeah, and
Levi, Sowell, it doesn't, yeah.
Jared does a great job up against Levi, but, you know, it's just, it's a battle, and it's an obvious battle. It's fun. You can see it's two guys who are both playing really well at their position, and a lot of fun. That's kind of been my favorite thing to watch, besides kind of keeping an eye on the receivers, I think. And
right.
when it comes to training camp, all you can really look at, not all you can really look at, but that's kind of one of the focal points.
It's
they're not hitting.
It's easier to analyze a receiver than it is a pass rusher in training camp just
yes.
because they're not going full speed necessarily all the time.
No, they're not.
And, I mean, there's no sacking of the quarterback, so it's hard to tell. Could the quarterback have gotten out of that wrap-up tackle, or was he going to get sacked? So it's a little harder to analyze something like that, especially when you don't have a mm-hmm. scout's eye, per se. But when you're watching receivers and their routes and corners and things like that, I mean, it's a little bit easier to see.
Yeah. What else do you have?
I mean, so back to my original point of guys that are pretty much living up to exactly what they've been
oh,
hyped
okay.
up to be. John Carlson, tight end.
Now, you're saying living up to? Because I'm viewing
okay.
him as exceeding expectations.
Okay, sorry. Let me, as advertised... this offseason, since this
okay.
was my first day of training camp.
Oh, okay.
From reading everything about
yes.
all these different guys like Thomas and now John Carlson.
Okay, I see what you're
they
saying.
They are exactly as they've been hyped up to be.
Throughout the early portions of training camp.
Correct.
Yeah.
John Carlson today was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And he's going to be the number one, obviously the number one tight end on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, frankly, if he's healthy... he's always been probably a top 10 tight end in the league.
Really?
He's so good. I mean,
you know,
but it's always been problems
he's
with
hidden,
concussions.
And he's been hidden away on Vikings rosters that never had...
Well,
that
first of all, they have Kyle Rudolph.
That have Christian Ponder.
And Kyle Rudolph is a top 10 tight end.
Yes, Kyle Rudolph has been there. Although, none of the Vikings tight ends to me have ever really been able to... show themselves and show what their abilities because they've kind
of
been stuck with Christian Ponder. Yeah.
Well, now they got Teddy, but this
Which,
isn't a Vikings podcast.
No. But that's why I think people might be a little surprised with John Carlson.
Yeah.
Really got an opportunity.
He's always had the rap of that he's good, but he's injury prone. And
okay.
hopefully he can break that this year. We don't know yet, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but so far in training camp, and from everything that's been said about him, he's looking awesome.
Yeah.
And if he's a guy that stays healthy, he's going to contribute to this offense heavily.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially with the retirement of Jake Ballard today, which
mm-hmm.
was a little bit sudden.
Yeah. That I was going to wait a minute to get into that. But, I mean, we might as well mention it. Jake Ballard came out today, retired, and he's, what, 26 years old. I think we were all pretty happy with having Ballard on this roster.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what it's been, and I haven't really heard too much yet. on my own, I haven't. I think he basically said that his knee hurts, and his issue is he doesn't. He wants to have a he wants to have a life after football,
right?
And so, I mean, that's understandable. I mean,
if your knee hurts, your knee hurts. I mean, I can't tell you if you said your knee hurts. I can't tell you how bad it hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, for all we know, that thing was just throbbing and swelling in pain after every practice. I mean, that's no good.
No. And, I mean, he made his own decision, and it's just
I respect him a ton.
Yeah, I absolutely respect the decision. What makes me angry with him is that he pretty much just secured Rob Housler on the team.
So let's be pissed at Jake
Ballard. I'm a little annoyed with Jake today because I feel like he just put Rob Housler on the roster. And really, let's think about it for a moment here. Is Rob Housler really the fourth tight end on the roster right now?
Well, third now.
Third right now. If he's the third on the roster, is that really? I mean, think of everybody else's third tight end. I mean, yeah, that's not the worst option to have as a third tight end.
I think that's pretty dang good.
That's pretty good if we've got Rob Housler.
The problem is,
we had Ballard.
Is number one injury prone. We had Ballard, another guy that's had his fair share of injuries at number two. Both very good players when they're healthy. Big asterisk. So
wait, who'd you just have as number two?
Ballard was.
Oh, Ballard was, yes.
Yeah, Ballard was number two. But now it bumps him out, so everybody else gets bumped up on the depth chart.
And we can't guarantee that Nicholas is going to be number two.
We can't. He's a rookie. I mean, he's already had his injury problems already. His hand broken. And his,
I'm assuming, prior to the issue when it comes to his catching ability. I mean, you know, everybody's in camp has been
Housler,
saying he can't catch.
For all I know, is number two on the depth chart right now. It's hard to say.
Or Fells, who's
no,
been
he's
jumping
not gonna be that high.
He's been jumping the depth chart though.
Per Bruce Arians, yes, but he's an undrafted rookie. He's not going to be as high as Housler or Nicholas.
Where is he? I'm looking him up right now.
Oh, free
he's
agent.
In his first year.
Okay, yeah.
This is his second year.
This is
his
second.
He's in his second year. I don't know. We'll see. I'm disappointed that we're going to lose Ballard. He was good depth. He was, to me, reliable. Seth criticized my use of the term reliable earlier today, but...
Well, he's reliable when healthy.
But the thing is, he's had one major injury. Since he's been here, he played 8 games for the Cardinals, hasn't sat out for injury again, hasn't missed any time. He was recovering from injury. We thought that it was all said and done, and he'd moved on. Apparently, that's not the case. So, you know, this year, maybe he would have missed some time had he tried to fight through it.
I still think the Cardinals now, with Ballard's retirement, they're going to bring in another guy. I don't think it's going to be a big-timer guy. It's not going to be like a Jermichael Finley or somebody like that.
No.
It's not happening. But it's going to be a guy...
They're going to bring in a camp body.
That's either a camp body, or I could see like a low-level tight end that they could carry on the roster on the final 53.
You think?
It really
somebody that could jump Housler?
On what Housler does. That's exactly it.
So you think they're going to try to find somebody that's at least going to push Housler?
Yes.
Housler, it looks like Fells is really pushing Housler, and it looks like Fells is kind of locking.
And Fells good. Today, at practice, he wasn't very good.
No, I saw him today. He had a few drops, and he looked a little out of character from what I've seen earlier in camp. But
I mean, he reminds me of Housler. Very athletic.
He's bigger though. He's bigger and stronger, and he can block. And I think he can play in the run. I think, from what I understand, he's going to be a lot better in the run game than Housler. So I think he's kind of not the whole. I want to say the whole package, not the whole package. He's not like on maybe some guys. Yeah, he's not on Gronkowski's level of the whole package, but you know,
right?
He does where Gronkowski does everything
well.
Gronkowski does everything great. I think it seems like he's going to be somebody who does everything good.
Yeah.
He's good at everything.
Well,
you know?
I hope
not
the hype
great
train isn't getting a little bit off the tracks with him. I think we need to slow down a little bit.
So there's my dryer.
There's your dryer.
Whatever. I'm not going to pause it and then...
Massive buzz.
In my mansion loft.
That's McStat's fault, probably.
McStat's using no courtesy whatsoever and being quiet today.
Yep.
Do you have anybody else in mind?
For guys that are just kind of...
Yeah, who'd you notice today? Who'd you enjoy looking
at?
You know, John Brown didn't do much today, and there's been the hype train's been all over John Brown.
Yeah, okay, that's one day.
But I mean, he came off of a little bit of a slow... He didn't practice yesterday.
Injury. You know a guy that I have in mind? Sam Acho.
Okay.
He was... I know, obviously, you can't sack the quarterback in training camp. That would be ridiculous.
No, he can't.
But he was around Carson Palmer all day.
Yeah.
The entire day. And from everything I've been hearing... That's been the case every single day at training camp.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm excited to see him coming back from injury, missing pretty much all of last year. I'm excited to see if he can bring a consistent pass rush. Because, I mean, like we always say, John Abraham, now, I mean, out with that DUI and whatever else legal troubles he's got going on.
Yeah.
And he's 36 years old. I mean, they got to have somebody that's – Acho was very good his rookie season. Mm-hmm. After that, fell off a little bit in terms of pass rushing. I'd like to see him get back up to that level he was at his first year in the league.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can bring that. And I think he will this season. He's looking really good so far.
Not to get too far off topic, I'm not worried about John Abraham missing any camp.
No, me neither.
And Abraham kind of fits that. Remember the last year Michael Strahan was in the league? And he basically kind of refused to play... He kind of refused training camp and came in and everyone, what about the rust and this and that? There was no rust. He had no issues. I think these older guys, they don't need it. Especially these outside linebackers, the ones who understand what they're doing and they're, they don't need, it's not like they're hitting. They're not doing anything.
And he's not just an old outside linebacker, John Abraham.
No.
He's an old all-pro outside linebacker.
Yeah.
He's a guy that has been to the Pro Bowl. He's a guy that has had so much success in this league as a pass rusher.
He knows where he needs to be. He knows what he needs to be. I'm not concerned. He could, honestly,
he could miss the entire thing.
He could take all of training camp off.
And preseason.
And preseason. Yeah, that's what I mean. All this preseason, the games, the training camp, I don't need him here. It doesn't matter. He's somebody that, you know, he's going to play how he's going to play.
He's in good condition by the time the season starts.
Yeah. And I trust that he's going to be. He's just the kind of guy who's going to be ready. He's just always been that way. He's never not been that way. There's no reason to think
I think if he could play in one preseason game, that would help just get him up to game speed. Yeah. But other than that, I mean...
Yeah, and all these little things...
You don't want him taking a lot of snaps anyway.
No, you don't. And all these things of, well, I hope he's okay, he needs help. No, he doesn't. What, he's 36, he likes to drink, and he likes strippers. Big shock, he's single. Who cares? You know, he was a little stupid. And he drank and drove. I mean, it's not the end of the world. I don't really care. So, I don't know. That's how I feel about it, at least. All right, what do you got? Yeah, we're good.
All right. So
sorry, we turned off the podcast for a second, and now it's back on. And Tyler's confused that I was able to do that.
Where we left off.
So you liked Acho.
I liked Acho.
You liked seeing Acho today.
I like Carlson, and I'm kind of down on Logan Thomas right now, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, I think I'm not concerned with him in training camp. I want to see him in the preseason games. As far as preseason games go, and we'll get into that in a minute, but I want to see Logan Thomas.
Oh, yeah, I want to see a ton of Logan Thomas.
That's my whole thing. So we'll get into that a little bit when we start talking about the Texans game and what we'd want to see. I have zero notes in front of me, so this is all off the cusp, baby.
Nice. That's
it's all off the top
well
of my head.
Prepared.
Well prepared. That's why it's going to run smooth.
There's a few things I'm worried about.
Okay.
I would say.
Where's your concerns at?
My concerns are at inside linebacker.
I'm worried about inside linebacker, but I'm not.
You know as well.
I'm one of the few people who are not though.
Okay. You know that I am a huge Kevin Minter fan.
Yes.
But so far in training camp, when the Cardinals go into nickel formations, that's when Minter comes off the field and Larry Foote, the 34-year-old veteran, stays on the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit concerning to me.
Yeah.
a lot of guys see Minter as just a two-down linebacker, which, I mean, I don't. I think he could be a three-down guy.
Okay.
And I think if you're drafting in the top 50, that's what you should be aiming for, is a three-down guy, not just a thumper that comes in for running downs. But
okay.
that's something that scares me, and I think they're making up for it a little bit with Foote's age and Minter's maybe lack of coverage abilities by putting they've been putting Dale Buchanan at linebacker a lot, the strong safety they drafted in the first round.
Yeah. So,
and they leave Tony Jefferson, the undrafted rookie from last season, at the strong safety position. So
I understand what you mean. My whole thing is with the middle linebacker, with the inside linebacker position, I feel like we have a good enough defense to kind of mask it and cover it up a little bit.
My worry is that the whole reason the defense was good enough is because we had Dansby and Darrell Washington.
See, I don't think that. That's yet to be remain to be seen.
And I know the secondary is now better, obviously, with Cromarty and Buchanan.
No, I think we had a defensive line that controlled the line of scrimmage, and I think it started from that. Dockett's numbers weren't great last year, but he did a pretty good job. But yeah, you're not worried about numbers on defensive line.
Right.
I think Dan Williams had a pretty good year last year.
He was okay. Ta'amu pushed him and I think might have deserved to be the starter, to be honest.
That's who I was going to get into. Ta'amu was really, I think, made a huge difference. And how we claimed him off of waivers at the end of training camp after seeing him now is kind of beyond me.
Because he had a DUI.
That was it? His DUI?
Pretty sure.
So, he left the Steelers. It was another one of those guys where you went, oh, Steelers retread. Here we go.
But not a retread at all.
Ta'amu was a fantastic surprise
last
year.
And he's only 23 years old.
Yeah, fantastic surprise last year. I'm drawing a blank. Who was the guy that he replaced last year, basically? Basically, because we got Ta'amu, we didn't need the old backup defensive tackle that we got in the sixth round. David Carter, yeah. Who
went to the Cowboys.
Who knows if he's still in the league. No, wouldn't have a clue.
But everybody was like, wow, they cut David Carter? He was playing really well. And then
he had a bad preseason, I thought, but he actually played well the year before.
Right, the year before.
Yeah, he actually played well the year before, but I think his under Wiz, he played well. And then in preseason, it was kind of, he looked like he was on roller skates all the time, and he was getting shoved backwards. So I feel like what we have on defense is able to, I don't want to even say mask, because I think Minter is going to do well in his own right. As long as he gets the defense, I think he's going to be in position to make a lot of plays, and it's just a matter of, is he going to do it or not? I think he'll do well, and I don't think he's going to obviously be Washington, but, you know, I don't know.
Different linebacker, though.
Yeah, they're different guys. They're completely different players. I'm hoping, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and maybe this is the homer in me, but I'm hoping the defense made the players, not the players making the defense. When did Dansby didn't have great years with the Dolphins. Yeah, he was productive. He had some tackles.
You're right, and that's part of the reason they cut him. Plus, he got too expensive, but...
Yeah, he was getting a little expensive. He wasn't getting all the turnovers. He wasn't in position to make all these plays the way he was last year.
That's a very good point.
So I'm hoping, you know, but he was solid. He made a lot of tackles.
Coming back to Arizona in that scheme really did get Dansby the contract he now has with the Browns.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you make a good point. So maybe that's what I'm hoping. The same thing for a young guy like Minter and maybe even Larry Foote. I mean, maybe he'll see a renaissance. Yeah. Who knows?
Absolutely. Last week, I voiced that my biggest concern with the defense, with the team, wasn't in fact what you just talked about, which is what everybody is, middle linebacker. Not concerned with that. My big concern, which I've been getting hammered a little bit for this, is going to be the interior line. That's where I'm concerned. And I know I shouldn't be...
So nose tackle in specific?
Yes, and the guards, the interior.
Oh, offensive line.
Offensive line.
I'm sorry.
Center. Yeah.
Right. Center our center. Guards.
Interior offensive line. That's my biggest question mark. I'm not, and when I say question mark, I'm not saying I think they're going to be bad. That's not what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to be bad. I think their ability to play well is going to be remain to be seen. And that's, to me, very important. I feel like interior offensive line play, to me, is more important than good middle line, good inside linebacker play. And I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned because you've got Fanica, who he played okay last year.
No, he was actually really awful.
But Pro Football Focus had him rated as, I think, the worst or second worst right guard.
Guard
in the league, period. I take issue with that. Because while most people don't put all their stock in the Pro Football Focus, it's probably good to note what they do. Because I'm going back 2 years now, and we got Adam Snyder. Me and you and Mario sat on the podcast, and you said, "I'm miserable. I don't want Adam Snyder." And I said, "Well, why, Tyler?" You said, "Pro Football Focus had him rated as the worst guard in the league last year." We said, "You're out of your mind." Well, it turned out to be true. He was pretty bad for us. Did he only play for 1 or 2 years?
One
year. Turned out to be... So, I'm worried about that. I just
think guard and center play is really underrated.
Yeah.
It's especially underrated in terms of pass protection.
Mm-hmm.
People see guards as more as, you know, pulling and for run blocking, and they really underrate how much of an impact they have in terms of pass blocking, and that's something that I think absolutely is a valid concern
yes.
on your part.
Send line to me has been declining in the last few
and
years.
He was never great.
He was never great.
He's always been the biggest average player that I could think of on this roster.
Yes.
I mean, he's so average that he does nothing spectacular, mm-hmm. but he is pretty solid.
Yeah, and this I thought this even before the injury, too. It's not like this injury is what's
changing
this.
That doesn't change.
I'm not too worried about the injury one way or another. I'm just worried about his decline. I'm worried about having Fanica, and then
the fact
even
that
Cooper.
Watford mm-hmm. isn't beating out Fanica is
concerns
a little
me.
Concerning, and the fact that BA is calling out Cooper as much as he is.
Yeah, and so I also brought this up long before BA said this. I'm saying, well, guys, everybody, Cooper's back, so that's shoring it up. And I'm like, well, hold on. I have yet to hear one person, say, Cooper's back, guy's 100%, he looks great. Hadn't heard it. So
right.
I'm sitting there going, I'm worried about this. Because
I hadn't heard that either.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it. I'd been waiting on
him last preseason. He looked fantastic.
Yeah, and they even talked about, well, we're trying to temper excitement and this and that.
Right.
And he's hurt. Now it's kind of, and I know BA, he likes to kind of boost guys and get them
light a fire,
lighten the fire, if you will. So, and I know that he's really given the strong push to Fanica and saying how good of a camp he's having, and you know, sorry. I do trust it. I do trust it, but again, I want to see it in the game. And I think that's one of the positions that we'll notice come these first preseason games, where we'll kind of get an idea. Because to me, the offensive line is one of the things that you can gauge. And I only say that because I remember, you know, the last few years watching the Cardinals get destroyed by Tennessee mm-hmm. to the point where whoever the coach was, Mike Munchak, was literally concerned for Kevin Cobb because of how bad our line was playing. And he said, I was kind of worried about your guys' quarterback. So
yeah,
kind of had to have him reel it back a little bit. So I kind of always remember think of that, and that was absolutely a sign of things to come for the season. So I'm hoping that we don't see this pressure up the middle.
I think it's important, though, for now, that Cardinals fans don't overreact to like what Bruce Arians has said about Cooper.
No.
I think it's definitely not even, we're not even close to hitting the panic button on Jonathan Cooper.
No, I'm not hitting the panic button.
I mean, I've already seen things on Twitter like, oh man, that's why you don't draft guards at number 7.
Why?
Oh.
Why? You know?
It's like, stop.
Yeah.
It's
that has nothing to do with
to
it. The guy got his leg snapped in
right.
the third preseason game or whatever it was.
Exactly.
That's not the issue. And I don't think his career is over.
He just has to get back up to
I don't think
speed.
He's fully healthy yet. That's all it is. Or his mind doesn't have him
I
as
think
fully
it's
healthy.
I think it's a very much
And that's fine. And it's going to take a couple of preseason games. He'll get there. I just don't know when. That's all I'm saying.
Call me crazy. I'd like to see him take some snaps with the second team in preseason.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Just let him sit and play for a little bit. I think once he starts playing full speed, you know, but that's my question mark. That's my big question mark, because what's the one thing that this team really can't handle is going to be a weakness in the offensive line. Carson Palmer getting pressure up the middle. Carson Palmer, you don't want pressure up the middle on Carson Palmer. He's not going to roll out. And,
right.
You know, I mean, we don't want him doing too much work on the field that way. So I think that's just what I want to see improve, that's where I want to see my proof that it's gotten better. I don't want to take it as an assumption that they're going to be upgraded from last year, because I don't in any way right now view Cooper as right now an upgrade over Darren College. Darren College has been a very solid guard for this team since he's been here. He, for the most part, every week in and week out, you know, minor issues here and there, but he was kind of been the most reliable guy we've had for a couple of years now. So
yeah, he was.
I don't view Cooper as an immediate right now upgrade from Darren College. And that's kind of, and we still have Fanica, and Sunline's declining.
I think Cooper is an immediate upgrade in the run game.
He should be
more athletic than Darren College ever was.
I mean, I think he'll be. I assume he'll. I hope he'll be.
I mean, from what I've seen of Cooper
from last preseason, that's my thing from last preseason.
But I mean, that guy gets to the second level as a pulling guard. Like,
here's my worry: where did Cooper get hurt?
Leg.
When? No, I mean, what was he doing? He was pulling, and he was in the second level, and he got rolled up behind. I think is what it was. So I'm concerned.
Yeah,
that's what. When is there going to be any hesitation when he's doing that? I don't know.
It's hard to say. I mean, I can't say either way, but I would doubt it.
So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at least. So what else do you want to get to, Tyler?
Well, I think we should get into a little bit of Honey Badger talk.
All right. Honey Badger. You're wearing the shirt.
I am. You know what?
I fell for his advertising.
You fell for the advertising.
And I'm okay with it.
Beware of the Honey Badger.
I went to Target yesterday, and I was like, I was hunting around the store for this shirt.
You were actually looking for it.
Oh, yeah. That's specifically what I went into the store.
You went to Target. You said, I want to get the Honey Badger shirt.
Yeah, I got some granola
looks good.
Bars
it's got
too,
the comfortable.
But...
Yeah, it's got the. It looks
you
good.
Know, it's a very comfortable material.
Yeah. Well,
and,
good. Doesn't have the Cardinal logo, but it's got a signature.
And it hides my fat pretty well, to
You've
be honest.
Gained weight.
I have.
I'm going to accuse you of gaining weight.
That's okay.
What are you, 25, 24?
I'm 23 years
23?
Old.
23? Like 33. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I just like saying that joke because I heard it on Knocked Up years ago, and I thought it was funny.
Anyways, but yeah, it's a nice shirt. But Honey Badger. So he was on Arizona Sports today. I was listening to the radio.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear him.
His interview was fantastic. You actually should go listen to that when we're done with this.
Okay.
It was a really good interview.
Okay.
His plan, Dave Burns asked him, do you see yourself, where do you put yourself in terms of reality versus...
I'm fixing your mic just a little bit.
Okay. Versus your dreams and when you want to be back on the field. He said, you know what? Those pretty much match up for me. I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
Okay.
I think the dream and the reality are pretty close. So then they dug a little more and said, so what, like week 4 or 5? And he said, no, it'll be sooner than that.
He thinks sooner than week one. He thinks he'll be back week one.
Week one.
I don't want him back week one. I don't want him back week one.
Okay, they said that same thing. They said, why rush the kid? He's got superstar potential.
Yeah, I don't want to see him back in week one.
Well, especially given what we saw today at training camp, we saw Tyrann Mathieu walking the sidelines. He, to me, still heavily favors.
Yes, absolutely.
Leg.
Oh, yeah.
Even just walking.
Just like, that little walk he had, like that kind of that limp where he seemed to be favoring it. And then every time he would stand, he would, you know, and that's maybe part of
he put all his weight on the leg that was not injured.
Yeah, every time.
He was leaning.
He was sitting right in front of us, and he just would sit there and stand, put all of his weight. And, you know, that's going to be
and
mental.
It's kind of creepy that we were watching Tyrann Mathieu walk. But...
No, well, it was most interesting thing going on at the moment. Right. Well, one, it's kind of cool because when Tyrann Mathieu, every time I've noticed in camp, he's got this weird, like, every time he walks in the room, you start hearing everybody in the crowd whispering, oh, there's Honey Badger, there's Tyrann Mathieu, there's Honey Badger. Everybody in the crowd.
He's got star power, man.
Yes, everybody starts to whisper and pointing them out, and you see the kids and you see the adults and you see everybody kind of do it. And so he's just got that kind of cool excitement that, you know, it kind of has that almost like people don't do that with Patrick Peterson. People aren't like that with him. They like him.
They do it with fits, though.
They do it with fits. But so he's kind of got that. Patrick Peterson got the big contract. He's the face of the franchise now. But Tyrann Mathieu
is a very likable football player.
Is a very likable football player. And I don't know if he'll ever be as good as Patrick Peterson, but you could easily say in the next 2 to 3 years, if he keeps playing well and doesn't screw this whole returning back with a leg injury thing up,
he's going to get paid.
I'm saying he could be the face of the franchise. And by the face of the franchise, I'm saying the person that, well, you know, when somebody across the country, oh, you think of the Arizona Cardinals, you think Honey Badger.
It's possible. You know, I think he's already a guy that they bring up. Maybe not the first guy. I think Fitzgerald is still that guy.
Yeah, but he's still that guy. But I think in a few years, I mean, when your average person thinks, hey, who do you like on the Cardinals? Or who's on the Cardinals? Who's the if you ask somebody across the country, who's on the Arizona Cardinals? Oh, they got the Honey Badger over there.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of...
I mean, like, for example, you think of the Patriots, you go Tom Brady at one, and secondly, Gronkowski.
Yeah, Brady and Gronk. Yep.
Those are the two guys. Well, Cardinals could easily be Patrick Peterson, Honey Badger.
Yeah, and it depends on, you know, how much this person pays attention to football, and if they're, you know, who knows. But when it comes to the general public... You might have people go, oh, yeah, Honey Badger.
Remember when he wanted to drop the whole Honey Badger thing?
Yeah.
And now he's marketing it.
Yeah,
somebody
he's marketing
it. Somebody got in his ear and said,
don't do that.
Don't drop that.
Well, that's he thought it identified with his pot-smoking days. And, you know, it did. It did, but it didn't. I mean,
I don't think it did.
It's kind of like when these guys, who used to do it?
I mean, you could say the same if when you say Tyrann Mathieu played for LSU. Well, I don't want to hear that I played for LSU because that's... Back when I was in my dark days.
Yeah, like Michael Vick came back from his thing, and he says, oh, I want to be Mike Vick now. All right. And then there was another guy who did it. Was it Pac-Man Jones or somebody says, I want to be known as Chris Jones?
Yeah, I don't
or something
know.
Like that, or whatever his real name was. There was a couple guys like, oh, don't, yeah, Pac-Man, don't call me Pac-Man anymore. Well, you're still Pac-Man. You're always going to be Pac-Man. Nothing changes your past. A nickname, your name's not going to change your past.
Right.
Just be who you're going to be. If you're going to do better, do better.
And like, I really do think somebody got in Matthew's ear.
Oh,
that's your golden ticket. That's marketable.
It is marketable.
Honey Badger, as far as I'm concerned.
You're the Honey Badger guy.
You can
so
legally change your name to Honey Badger.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. As long as he doesn't do that wacky stuff.
Yeah, don't do that.
But yeah, you got the Sherp, Honey Badger. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Just his knee? The way we saw him kind of favoring it? What he said on the interview?
I would encourage people... Not that I'm a Arizona sports rah-rah, but I would encourage people to listen to that interview.
Okay.
It was really good. And, I mean, he talks about his past, his relationship with Patrick Peterson. Cool. I thought it was interesting. I mean, we hear people say, oh, they're best buddies. And you wonder sometimes, is that a little bit overblown?
Mm-hmm.
And it is and it isn't to some degree. I mean, he was talking about how him and Patrick have such a good relationship that they don't even have to talk to each other. They can just... You know, their presence around one another just boosts the other guy's morale and his level of play. And, like, they'll go for a couple, 3 days without even talking.
Yeah.
And then the day after that, they're discussing everything.
Did he talk about if they still live together?
No.
They used to live together, right?
They,
when he moved out.
I think
when he moved out here, he was staying with them.
No,
but
he didn't
come up with it?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see him around. It was nice. It's nice seeing him on the sideline. I don't want to rush him back. I don't think he. I think we have a good team. I
agree.
I think he's a playmaker. We seem to have Powers, get playing in his position on the field.
Right. Well, I mean, he was bound to be bumped down to nickel corner with Cromartie coming in, but...
Yeah, and Powers has been, kind of been playing...
You and I were talking earlier at camp, actually, and we were saying, if Matthew were healthy right now, ready to go no matter what, would Powers be a guy they cut?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I think we were talking about. I think so. I wouldn't,
given his contract.
Given his contract, his
level of production,
and obviously depends on. We got Peterson, Cromartie. We've got. I know they're liking Bethel right now. Although I don't see it when I'm in camp. I see him get I see him. He gets caught on a lot. Yeah, I think he gets caught on a lot. I see he gives up. Now the one we saw today was a pretty perfect pass. But we got Cromartie. Then we're gonna have Tyron, who is a safety, but he's not.
He plays nickel corner.
He plays nickel corner. Bethel. We've got Tony Jefferson. I mean, when you take the whole secondary into account,
right?
I can't help but wonder if there's not going to be a need for Gerard Powers. I don't know. I don't think it's there.
I think they bring him into the season now, though.
Right now, he's going to be brought into the season. Yeah. But it's funny to watch him in his playing in that position. Gerard Powers gets a lot of, I'm going to do air quote, sacks, because they're not really sacking. There's the cricket. There's a cricket in here.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to do. All right. Well, the cricket got away from me. They are the cheapest. Tyler's now making fun of my air filters. That's fine. So, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. But, yeah, I think he'll come into the season on the 53-man roster. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't seem to be impressing me too much.
Yeah, me neither. But other than that, I don't really have a lot. I'm excited for this game on Saturday. Any expectations that you're looking to be fulfilled? Anything?
Yeah. I got a couple things I want to see. The most important is I don't want to see a lot. I don't want to see the first string play that much.
I think the plan is, from what I saw, about 15 plays.
As a Cardinals fan, I think I'm tired of senseless season-ending injuries in the preseason. I'm tired of them. I don't want to see them anymore. Well, we're going to, but...
Maybe. But, you don't know that. Season-ending?
Well, yeah, we see it all the time. Yeah, you know, we lost Ryan Williams, we lost Jonathan Cooper. Sadly, even though who knows how big of a deal it was, it felt like at a time we lost Levi Brown. That's three seasons in a row we lost starters or potential breakout players. I know that Ryan Williams wasn't technically a starter, but man, we thought he was going to wind up getting some playing time that year. So we lost. It's been the last few years we're losing guys that we're kind of excited about, and I kind of remember thinking, man, Levi's really starting to come into his own.
Nope.
But he wasn't, and that's huge. It's exhausting. I don't want to see it again. Don't want to see another injured for the season.
So your expectations are that everybody stays healthy?
Not my expectations. It's just what you want.
Hope, yeah.
It's my hope. If I don't care what I see all preseason, I could care less. That's my first thing.
You don't care about, like, if you see Carson Palmer just throwing picks all over the field, you don't care?
No. Ooh, I don't.
I do.
I don't. Carson Palmer's going to be Carson Palmer. They're not running their offense. They're running generic crap. I'm going to use the term that we always hear at this time of year, vanilla plays. I hate saying it,
yeah,
but it is what it is. If we see Palmer throw an interception or two here and there, I mean, if he comes out and throws a pick in the first series, I don't care. Don't care. It's not a big deal.
Man, I do.
Really?
It doesn't matter what the play is. He shouldn't be throwing it into a tight window or an errant pass.
I don't mind. So honestly, I'm somebody who last year didn't care about a lot of his interceptions. A lot of them, those downfield passes that got picked off.
Okay, yeah. Those ones, that I'm fine with. I feel like Carson Palmer sometimes tries to fit the ball into windows that very, very few quarterbacks can fit that ball.
It seems like he tries to maybe lead a tight end and over a short route down across the middle of the field,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't, and then it gets picked. Those are the ones that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
If he could just avoid some of those, like I saw a lot of last year, I'd be a lot happier. His downfield, if he's getting as they say, vertical, and he throws picks down there, I don't care.
So
That's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, not me.
Because we have guys like we have guys like Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd, but that's what you're wanting them to do. You're wanting them to go up and grab the ball,
right?
And that's what you're wanting out of them. So
speaking of go up and grab the ball, we have a little gentleman's bet.
A gentleman's bet,
don't
yes.
We?
Yes, we
between
do.
Between wide receivers. So Joe and I were discussing the wide receiver core and what it's going to look like by the time the 53-man roster is set. And obviously you're going to have Fitzgerald, Floyd, Ginn, and John Brown, the rookie. Those are three or four guarantees. Those guys are all
yes.
on the roster.
Agreed.
We agree with that. The fifth guy, which we think they'll carry five wide receivers, both Joe and I believe.
Yeah, we're guessing five.
We're going to say five. That's where we disagree. Now, they have realistically, they have three options. I mean, they have more than three, but realistically, they have three. Britton Golden, who was on the roster last season.
Mm-hmm.
Jerron Brown, who was on the last two rosters.
Yeah. No, last year's roster.
Jerron Brown was, oh yeah, just last
year.
Year. I'm
yeah.
sorry. And then the rookie, Walt Powell, who they drafted in the sixth round,
final pick in the draft. Yeah,
no,
my thought is
he was not. There's seven rounds.
Their final pick in the draft. The
oh,
Cardinals.
The Cardinals'
final pick in the draft. Yes.
All right.
So you have Golden.
I have Britton Golden,
the fifth guy
which to me is kind of a surprise pick, because I think the easy pick and the popular pick and possibly the correct pick is going to be Jerron Brown. I think Jerron Brown has the.
See, I think. The easy pick is Walt Powell.
Because
he's
a draft
pick?
He's
a draft pick.
Harris. Hey, he's a sixth-round draft pick. He's
right.
Essentially, he was the second sixth-round draft pick, which was basically a seventh-round draft pick.
But I think that's the easy pick just because he's the guy they drafted. Like, it's an easy pick to pick Logan Thomas as the third quarterback because he's the draft pick.
No.
Over Ryan Lindley.
No, I think that's an easy guaranteed pick because you know he's a project. The only thing, and I don't know, maybe somebody will help me out or give me this answer, or if anybody even listens, who the hell knows. When you take 6 months off, how do you expect people are going to listen?
That's a fantastic point.
That is a fantastic point. My fault. I don't know if he does enough in special teams, which is what has been brought up to me. And I don't know what he does in special teams. I haven't paid enough attention on that aspect. But as far as receivers go, he is always around, and he's not dropping a lot. He's getting downfield. He's getting a lot of deep downfield shots in practice. He's hanging on to them. He gets the crowd excited. Now today, Jerron Brown did a little bit of that. Was kind of making acrobatic catches.
Really good.
So it looks like
that's the guy. Even before we watched practice, that I said. He'll be the fifth receiver.
You think he's going to be the fifth
receiver?
So neither
one of us have the draft pick. I mean, I think Walt Powell's a guy that could be practice squad material, personally. But
yeah, and he probably would slide into it, I'd imagine.
It's possible, yeah. Very possible.
I think Walt Powell would wind up being on the practice squad, and if he makes it that far, if they wind up. But I'm 100% my comment was, I think Britton Golden's going to be there on the last day, on the last cut, and he's going to make it far. I think he's playing well.
But don't dip your toes in the water, Joe.
That's a toe dip, though. And when I'm seeing them line up five wide receiver sets, I'm seeing a lot of Britton Golden in with that five wide receiver first team set.
Yeah.
So I know he's not up there on the depth chart, but he's getting the reps in practice. So I think somebody else is seeing it too. Again, a lot of it's going to boil down to the preseason games. How they perform. I think it's going to be a combination of the two. I think he does well in practice. Today was I'd say Jerron Brown won the day in
easily.
Practice. And that's our gentleman's bet. Maybe we'll put a small wager on it. Maybe a Chipotle burrito.
Oh.
Which is what I won my bet with Seth Cox, the downer of the season.
Nice.
What else we got? We got...
I mean, Texans Saturday night.
Texans Saturday night. What else do I want to see? You got anything else you want to see?
I'm going to be watching a lot of Coop.
Watch Cooper?
Watch a lot of Mentor.
Yeah.
Like we discussed.
For me, it's fun. Just for fun, just for the excitement part of it, my vested interest is all in Logan Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see
as much as him as I
want to see. I want to see a drive out of Carson Palmer. I want to see two drives out of Drew in the second team. Two or three. I really don't even want to see a lot of them. I know what all those guys. Right, these guys are all going to be on the roster. We have a deep roster. This is one of the few teams that uses everybody. Everybody's going to use. We know what we've got, most of these guys. I'd love to see everyone's excited.
A quarter between Palmer and Stanton, honestly.
Yeah, a quarter between Palmer and Stanton.
And then three quarters of Logan.
Yeah, I mean, what would be cool to see? You know, Patrick Peterson, I don't need to see him. It'd be cool to see Kareem Martin get a sack. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I want to see rookies.
Seeing your rookies making a play in preseason, I think that's a lot of fun. Of course, don't get hurt in the meantime. But until then, and then after that, I want to see Logan Thomas. Yep. I want to see Logan Thomas. I think me and Ryan Lindley are going to have the same number of snaps in the preseason.
No, Ryan Lindley's going to get snaps.
You don't think he's going to get the...
I think what the plan is Logan Thomas plays the majority of the snaps this game, and then the next game...
Who's the guy that Ryan blocks Lindley me on does. Twitter that was our old third quarterback? Bueller?
Max Hall?
No, Butler? Bueller?
Bueller,
or
who the heck are you talking?
Who's the guy
about?
that blocked me on Twitter?
Bueller.
You don't
have no idea who blocks you on Twitter.
I always used to make a big deal about it. It was the third. Who was the third quarterback before Lindley was?
Why am I drawing?
Bedler, Bueller, whatever his name is. I can't think of it, so I'll figure it out after the podcast. I remember when Lindley was a rookie, and he was the one getting all of the snaps. And the other guy, what was his name? Rich Bartell. All right, we just looked it up. Rich Bartell, if you noticed a little pause, it's because we looked it up. Rich Bartell got zero snaps all preseason.
Right, but he was like a veteran journeyman, whereas Lindley's a young guy
he's about a veteran journeyman now. His third year. He's in his third year. Look, we know
he's going to get snaps.
He's not competing. We know he's not competing.
He's really not.
And Bruce Arians knows he's not competing. The only reason that Bruce Arians is going to give him some snaps is so that
he can audition for another team.
To audition for other teams. That's all he's going to do. He's going to give him an opportunity. He probably, I'm sure Lindley already knows that. Hey, man, we're going to be keeping Logan. So don't worry. We're not going to screw you around. We're going to give you snaps, and we're going to give these other teams an opportunity to take a look at you. I'm sure that's a conversation.
But we need four quarterbacks for training.
Pure speculation, Ron Wolfley reporting, you know? You ever hear him do that? No?
No, I think I have.
When he states the obvious?
Yeah,
Never mind.
No, I have.
All right. Are we not supposed to bring up other for low rent podcast?
I'm pretty sure I have done it like three times.
So that's that. I'm looking forward to seeing Logan Thomas. And you know what I'm not looking forward to? Is my friends who didn't want Logan Thomas
saying, oh, he looks like crap.
Look at him. He's terrible. Oh, my God. Of course. Yeah, that's your guys' future quarterback right there. Hey, you know, guy, relax. He's a fourth-round draft pick.
If he works. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Think back how many people, I don't know if you noticed, how many people were sitting there clamoring for the old Johnny Football back on draft day when we had our shot at him. And
It would have been exciting.
Yeah, it would have been exciting, but like, oh my God, it would have been exciting. That's it.
That's it.
It would have been exciting. You're already seeing.
And he may be really good. Let's be honest.
Knowing what you know now.
I would have rather had Teddy at that position.
Knowing what you know right now, how he handled his preseason, again, is it worth the risk? No. The guy's not worth the risk. Really? They're already saying he doesn't know the playbook. John Brown knows the playbook.
A little different for a quarterback and a receiver.
No.
Yeah.
They these guys still all have to know everything that's in the playbook. They still have to know. They have to know what their responsibility is. And they have to know. Everybody still has to know what the receiver. Everybody's.
I think you have to know. Is worth the risk from if you're an owner of a team, from a financial point. Standpoint alone.
Yeah, you think that receivers still don't have to know? I mean, yeah, the quarterbacks have to know a little bit more, obviously.
A lot more.
They have to know where everybody's at.
Know all the receivers.
Yeah, I think that I think every receiver has to know all the receivers. You think that like Fitz has to know every position? I think most of them have to know every position and what they're doing and where they're going to be. I think
right,
I feel
but
like
he's only in that certain position on a certain play. when it's called. Whereas quarterback's got to know where every receiver is on every play. Larry Fitzgerald doesn't. I mean, he's got to know where Michael Floyd is, but he's just got to run his route.
I understand that. I feel like Johnny Football needs to. I mean, do they have a new? I feel like they have a new coordinator this year. They do have a new coordinator this year. They have a new. So it's not like Brian Hoyer is head and shoulders has already two years in this system. This is a new system for him too. But when you talk to the guys that are, you hear the guys get interviewed that are out there, he knows what he's doing. He's comfortable. He's running the offense. He understands the offense.
I can't believe we're talking about Johnny Football.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I apologize. But I'm just saying, I'm glad he didn't come here. That's all.
I wanted Teddy Bridgewater anyway, so.
I know. Fine. All right.
Let's wrap this up.
You want to wrap it up?
Look at this.
1 hour of chitter chatter. That's good. Exactly, this is a pretty poor podcast. I hope the quality. I'm hoping for nothing else than to have the good quality on this podcast. Bought some new microphones. We're testing them out tonight. They're not necessarily better quality microphones, but they are
comfortable.
They're mobile. They're mobile. We can do this from anywhere. I can go. We could do this in our car. We could do it.
That would be mobile. Creepy.
No, it's not creepy.
Do it. Do a podcast in a car.
Oh, well, hold on. Now,
First of all, it'd be a waste of gas because you'd have to have the car on for the air conditioning.
Hear me out.
Die.
Hear me out. Hear me out. What I'm saying is there are shows out there. Jerry Seinfeld has a show called something about, it's called like Driving in Cars with Comedians.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
They're comedians. They're allowed to do funky crap like that and get away with it.
But the point
you and I aren't funny. We're not even. Not only are we not comedians,
I'm funny. I'm not going to be funny.
One of us is funny, it's definitely me.
I can't be funny talking about Cardinals third string linemen. You know, I can't be funny talking about how Bradley Sowell went from being first string left tackle to third string right tackle and thinking he's going to be on the roster at the end of this training camp. There's nothing funny about that. Poor guy couldn't stick around. Poor guy. Anyway.
That's a weird case, isn't it?
It is a weird case. See that very but well. Yeah, I can't use my comedic genius talking about rookies and I can't.
I really
I'm funny.
Just ready about walk out of the room. You just refer to yourself as
comedic genius. Yeah. Genius. So, anyway, with that being said,
we're not podcasting in a car. Don't worry, people.
No, we're not going to podcast in a car. I'm saying you could. We could podcast in a bar. We could. We could do this in a bar. There's no
reason.
That would
be a lot of background noise.
No, people do it all the time.
That's true.
People do it. Radio shows broadcast from bars all the time.
So what are you worried about with a dryer or a dog in the background then?
Oh, because it's low rent. When you have,
when you have drunken chatter in the background and.
Yeah, when the aura is set and people understand where you're at,
got it.
It's a lot better when you hear from the dryer or the two dogs fighting.
That does sound a little low rent.
That's low rent.
Okay.
But when you're like, hey, broadcasting live from bar, it's like, oh, that sounds cool. That's a nice atmosphere.
What if it's just like a hole in the wall bar?
No, we'd go to Mellow Mushroom down the
block. Oh, all right.
I'm not gonna go some low rent. We're gonna
shout out to Mellow Mushroom. Actually,
we're gonna go sit at Mellow Mushroom and
fantastic choice.
And we're gonna go. Beer. And of course, we would hide these. People wouldn't see them.
That would be even more creepy. Then we'd just be like, "So, what do you think about Logan Thomas, Joe?" Like that wouldn't be natural conversation.
Well, we would do more natural conversation. I actually have a whole setup for public when we do this in public.
Okay, we're ranting.
No, it's not a rant. People like this. Nobody likes this. All right.
Nobody's even listening. So it doesn't matter.
Thanks for listening. If you have any complaints, tweet Tyler at Tyler Nickel ASU. If you want to say nice things about the podcast, tweet at Zoopaloop. Follow Bird Gang Podcast at Bird Gang Podcast. Find us on Twitter or on Facebook. Facebook.com/Bird Gang Podcast. Or no, that's Arizona Bird Gang. /Arizona Bird Gang.
I don't know.
Other than that, Tyler, do you have anything to add? Any goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.